Tennessee is entering a major debate over the future of Airbnbs and short-term vacation rentals. State lawmakers heard 3 hours of conflicting testimony this week while considering action that could overrule local laws. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The question of how to regulate short-term rental properties is complex, but one disagreement comes up often over property rights. Does someone have the freedom to make money with an Airbnb or a VRBO if located in a residentially zoned area? The state is looking closely at Nashville, where the answer had been no. But last year, officials carved out an allowance for a limited number of short-term rentals. Metro Councilwoman Berkeley Allen calls this a privilege, not a right, triggering this exchange with Republican Senator Mark Green.
I understand zoning and how it imposes on individuals' property rights, but I will tell you that in this General Assembly, I'd be real careful about saying somebody who owns a piece of property doesn't have a right to use that property how they want to.
I hear that. But I do feel like, I think everybody agrees that we have a difference between residential and commercial. We do decide that there are rules.
Those zoning guidelines have historically been delegated to local governments. Also brewing are questions about safety, the collection of hotel taxes, and whether to make different rules for homeowners who rent out a room versus investors who run multiple properties full-time. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.